We need to worship God. We join to Jesus. We need to acknowledge Him. How great God in your life. God, I'm so grateful to you. God, I'm so good in your life. God, I'm blessed to you. Many things that cannot give it back to you. We are coming this night to say, God, thank you. Thank you for everything. Thank you for everything. Thank you for all things.
Thank you. Father God, we thank you. We give you glory. We worship your holy name. You are the Most High God. We have no other name that we can cry out to but the name of Jesus. Indeed, it has been your hand, your faithfulness, your grace, your kindness, your protection, O God, your favor upon our lives, O God, that we are breathing today, O God. Why not for your mercy, the enemy would have crushed us. But Father, you saw it fit that indeed you call us your own, O God. That you made us your children, you made us sons of God. And for that we are grateful, O God. Not because of our own righteousness, O God. But indeed it was your Son that loved us, that imputed his righteousness upon us, O God. And Father, I thank you for everyone that is here, O God. I pray that you may open our eyes to understanding, O God. That we may have an understanding of the things that you have poured out to us, O God. The riches of your grace. That we may make all men see. That we may see what you want us to see, O God. We take authority against every plan of the enemy. We silence every work of darkness. And we thank you that you are here. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Subhanallah.
Praise God. How many are happy to be in the house of the Lord? It's a good thing to be in the house of the Lord today. And I give thanks to God for the grace to stand before you. I also want to thank the leadership of the overnight for the opportunity to share. As he has introduced, my name is Emmanuel Soma. Emmanuel Soma.
Emmanuel Soma.
I'm a pastor here. And by the grace of God, God has also given me some work in
Bangladesh.
And that is where I also serve God. By the grace of God, we were able to start a church early this year. And God is helping us. Because it's not easy when you're in a country that is almost 97% Muslim. But it takes the grace of God. The Bible says we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. So anything that you see any man of God do, there is something that God did. He created you in himself to do a good work in advance. So whatever it is that you are doing is not an accident or a surprise to God. He told Jeremiah, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. And I ordained you. And I sanctified you. I cleansed you. I set you apart to be a prophet unto the nation. And that promise is not just for Jeremiah, but it's for every believer in Christ. I believe everyone that came here is born again. Because overnight is not a place where an unbeliever will come. And Paul said that
We speak a message of wisdom among the wise. But when he went to the Corinthians, he could not speak with them according to wisdom. So allow me today to speak to you according to wisdom. Because God has called us to walk in wisdom. I acknowledge all the pastors, prophets, apostles, ministers of God, servants of God in this house. May the Lord honor you. I just want to assure you that the labor in the Lord is not in vain. Everything that you do for the Lord is not in vain. There is something called a book of remembrance, where God writes what each and every one of us does. And the Bible says that a time will come, he shall make a distinction between those who serve him and those who don't. So my job today is to encourage you. You have been seeking the Lord. You have been searching after him. You have been hidden. But the Bible says no one lights a lamp and puts it under the table. So a time is coming when the fire that you have been lighting, God is going to expose you. God is going to lift you up, that the nation shall come to your life. He says that Gentiles shall come to your life, that the whole earth is covered with Gentiles. But Gentiles, the nations, shall come to your life. There was one man called John the Baptist. The Bible says that he went to the desert. And the man was only eating locusts and honey. And while he was there, the Bible says that he grew strong in spirit. There is a place where each and every one of us goes to the wilderness. Yes, you have been born again.
And that is why he said, when you go through the waters, I
will be with you.
When
you go through the fires, they shall know I will be with you. So there is a time of testation that comes to every believer.
God waits for you to grow.
God is talking like a
shadow. The Bible says John the Baptist, the child, went to the wilderness.
It is about Johann
the
Magan.
Father Beria, he was separated.
Who can so no has so
over? If you want God to use you, there is a time that you have to separate yourself. In the place of separation, is the place where you like to hear the voice of God. When you will like to distinguish clearly, this is the voice of the Lord. Right now, if you don't know when God speaks, you are still not yet ready. You don't know when God says stop. You don't know when God tells you go forward. You don't know when God tells you run. You don't know when God tells you go back.
And yet you want to go out. It's time to grow.
Zaman ashatanmu.
God wants you to grow.
Allah direct ashatanmu through.
Even Jesus grew.
حتى يسوع المسيح نما.
Stature.
في صحة بتاعه.
In favor.
وفي النعمة.
In wisdom. In favor with God and man.
من الله بين الله والناس كمان.
You see, when we come to God.
وجدتي لله شفته.
The Bible says that except a man be born again.
كتاب قال وإلا تكون مولود ثاني.
He cannot enter the kingdom of God. He cannot see the kingdom of God. That means that it is salvation that when you are born again, and this being born again means being born from above. That means that the Spirit of God comes to breathe life to your spirit and now starts to live inside your spirit, and you start to live inside the Spirit of God. Jesus said,
don't you know
that I am in my Father and my Father is in me? Thomas was asking, show us the Father.
Thomas got to go, Abuna, Abana.
Jesus said, all this time you have been with me.
God, someone couldn't to buy him.
Don't you know that the Father is in me and I am in the Father?
What of your boy?
That the very words I speak, don't you know that they are of the Father? The works that I do, it is the Father that does them. And Jesus says that if I go to my Father, I will go and make a place for you. And afterwards, I will come and bring you to be where I am. That I and the Father will come and make our home inside you. Now this is a mystery. That how can we as believers be in God and God is in us, that we are united in Christ and yet Christ is also in us, that we are seated with Christ in heavenly places and yet we are also on the earth, we are in His
glory. Says make men all see the mystery of the fellowship.
That means that God is not far that you are looking for. Some of you come to pray and you are thinking God is so far. You're spending hours casting out devils, fighting demons, buying things so that you can hear God. Yet he said, I will come and we will make our home in you. This is the mystery, Christ in you. The hope of glory. The Holy Spirit is the seal. Is the seal guaranteeing our inheritance. God has promised us that as long as you feel the Holy Spirit inside you, as long as you hear his voice, as long as you wake up and there is a song inside you, as long as you are walking and you hear a word inside you, I am inside you. The Bible says you shall hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way. Walk in it. God,
Allah,
in his all majesty, Solomon said when he was praying, you God who fills the whole universe, we beg you, Lord, please come and dwell in this temple. That if anyone prays in this temple, that you will hear. And the Bible says he offered burnt offering. And the fire from heaven came and burnt the offering. And God said, what you have asked for, I will give you. And then in the night, he came and asked him, what do you want? Do you want death for your enemies? Do you want riches? Do you want? And the man said,
give me wisdom.
And he said, I will make you wiser than any man born of a woman on the earth. And then Jesus comes and says, one wiser than Solomon stands before you. And then Jesus lives inside of you. Wiser than Solomon. Solomon did not have the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Yet he was the richest man on the earth. Jesus told us that I, one wiser than Solomon, stands before you. And this Jesus is the one that has said that I have become a first fruit. That means that God sent Jesus to make a new man.
Oh, yes, amen.
We are not Old Testament believers. Those guys were living souls. As we are life-giving spirits.
الشيطان جاء وخدعه.
He thought that if I eat, I will become wise.
قال أنا لو أكلت أنا بكون حكيم.
If God already made him like God,
الله خلقه زيه.
But the devil is telling him, you will become like God.
لكن الشيطان قال له تكون زيه.
Yet he's already a son of God.
لكنه ما بنفسه كان
كده. He was already made in the image and likeness of God.
كان خلقه في شخصية وصورة بيت الله.
But because Adam did not know,
لكن الشيطان آدم ما كان يعرف.
He was twisted in his knowledge. What you don't know, will limit the level of your influence. Wisdom shall be the stability of your times.
And hikmah, be good and sibab with some of the time.
Our problem as believers is, we are in prayer mountains too much.
مشكلة بتاعتك يا
نحن في جبل بتصلى كثير.
But we are not reading the word.
لكننا ما قد نقرا الكلمة.
We are looking for visions.
نحن قد نفتش الرؤيا أو أحلام.
We are looking for dreams.
قد نفتش أحلام.
But we are not reading the word.
لكننا ما قد نقرا الكلمة.
The word is there in the full revelation of God.
الكلمة موجودة الآن بتربى
الكلمة. In the beginning was the word.
حتى لو هو
يسجد. And the word was with God. This one. Satan is strong.
أمشي كده جربه ده في العرش.
And so you find a brother is crying. Oh, I've been looking for a job.
الأخوة يقول أنا قاعد أفتش شغل كنت قاعد أفتش شغل.
The sister is crying. Oh, it's 20 years I've not yet been married.
قال الأخت بيقول إن أنا ما قاعد أتزوج لسه.
And God is there saying, this is my child.
الله قال لي أنا
بيتزوج. You test him.
جربه.
When you are in Christ, you are sheltered, protected.
We keep the confidence in the Mughadda with the Himaya.
But when he wants to make you a son,
like you know, that time
he brings the testation. He has to test you. He says, after you have gone through the fire, you shall come out as gold.
With the
gold has to be purified by fire.
عشان تكمل الشغل.
So that you may be mature and complete.
عشان
تكون
ناضج وتكون كامل وما تكون فاقد شيء.
God wants you to be mature and complete.
دارك عشان تكون ناضج وتكون كامل.
You need to grow in spirit.
أنت لازم تنمو في الروح.
You are like a building that is being built up.
أنت زي المبنى اللي قاعد ينمو.
But the foundation must be the foundation of Christ.
لكن الأساس لازم يكون أساس من
المسيح. And everyone's work shall be tested by fire. There are people, yes, they will go to heaven. But in heaven they will be smelling of smoke. Because the Bible says, someone appeared there just as if they escaped the fire.
And last time he passed around.
Because
the
church is built. Some people think it is a stage and TV screens and
singing screens.
They think people come because you have the biggest stage. In the things of the spirit, they don't come because of what you have externally. As you grow in spirit, God says, now you can father someone. As you grow in spirit, then He brings to you a young believer, starts mentoring this one. Because children cannot take care of other children.
Children
cannot take care of other children. Even in the natural, a child cannot reproduce.
حتى في الأرض في الطبيعة الجنة ما بقدر ينجي.
But as you grow in spirit,
لكنك تنمو في الروح,
you start to see fruit around you.
أنت بتشوف هذا السماء.
You start to see people are seeking after your light.
ناس بيجالوا فتشوا ولا حياة بتاعك.
Because they find they see a sudden light in you.
لأن شافوا في شكل بتاعك.
That light that is drawing them to you.
النور بتاع
is the light that you have gotten from you looking at the word of God.
The
Lord
in the Telgao feet, who can take out the fetish.
The Bible says that as we kiss,
he talked to the Lord in the night.
As we behold as in a mirror,
they were in the night in Mirror.
We are being transformed, we are being metamorphosed with an ever increasing glory.
In the God of Howell, in the God of Hayel, the magic pitaw and Hagirad.
As you sit by the word, what happens if you are undergoing metamorphosis? That means you are being changed into another form. Into the very image.
Into the
shekel.
The
more you behold of God, the more you become like Him.
انت
بتكون زيه. And that is why when Moses saw just the back of God,
عشان كده بس كان موسى شاف ورا الله.
He just saw the back of God.
شاف بس ورا ربنا.
And he came from there.
وكان جاي من هناك.
And they said, please cover your face.
انت بس غطى وش بتاعك.
Cover your face, sir. And the Bible says the glory of Moses was fading away.
وكتاب المجد بتاع موسى كان استوى.
But the glory of the new covenant.
لكن المجد بتاع العهد الجديد.
We are members of the new covenant.
إذا كلنا أعضاء بتاع العهد
الجديد. Our glory is ever increasing.
مجد بتاع دائما قاعد يزيد.
From glory to glory.
من مجد لمجد.
So each day you sit by the word of God.
So أنت كنت تكون قاعد
بكلمة الله. This was the purpose of God. But you see, you grow based on your level of hunger. You grow based on your level of hunger. The Bible says, like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk by which you may grow in your salvation. You need to crave. Each and every moment you need to say, oh, I'm not looking at the scripture. Oh, I'm praying in
tongues.
In your days of growth,
you
will remain hidden. But the time comes when the time for you to be shown forth. You see, God will rather delay his work until his man is ready. Not everyone is sent. Even the disciples. He said that he called them to be with him.
That
he might send them. You are first called to be with Jesus. Before now he sends you. Not every man is sent. Why? Because if you are sent and you are half-baked, you will embarrass the gospel. And that will take more than centuries to change. There's a place in Kenya. The place is called Fort Jesus.
This is Fort Jesus.
And it was the first place in the 16th century when Portuguese missionaries came.
We get the last song that they did do.
But these guys, they were prisoners, ex-prisoners. And they were raping women. Doing immorality. With a cross. And killing women and killing children. Now, if you go to Fort Jesus, the whole place is Muslim. If they see you in a cross, they remember the Portuguese. Now, because some men went to represent the gospel, when they were not sent, when they were not grown in spirit, that is why God had to wait for Moses for another 40 years. The Bible says that when Moses became of age, he chose not to enjoy the pleasures of Egypt, but to suffer with the children of Israel, because he saw who was invisible. He saw Christ. Now, when he saw Christ, he knew that God had made him a deliverer. But he thought that it was by
ممكن كان قتل المصري.
And God said, no, I don't depend on the arm of flesh.
Allah قال ما قال نركز على الجيش بتاع الجسد.
For another wilderness.
أمشي تاني للبرية.
And the man has to go another 40 years.
So they لازم يمشي تاني 40 سنة.
The man is a shepherd. He has learned all the corners of the wilderness. He knows how to find water in dry places. He knows how to deal with the wind. Prolong your wilderness experience.
ما تدخل بس التجربة أو الاختبارات بتاعك تخصص بتاعك غلط.
Until when God say that, okay, let me check if He's ready.
لحد ما ربنا يقول خلنا نشوف كده لو هو جاهز.
And then He brings the encounter of a burning bush.
بعدك جاب الملاك أو كتابه في الشجرة.
The Bible says when Moses turned to look.
وكيد موسى قال جشع في كتابه.
There are things that God will bring to you.
لكن هناك كمان انت تقبل
تجاوب كريبل مان
ممكن يجيب زول ما قدر يمشي
can you wait to see are you interested to raise this cripple
انت جاهز عشان انت تقوم زول
لو كان asking where are the apostles
بعدك سالونا الرسل قال مين
you asking where are the apostles
انت جاهز سالونا الناس الابوستول
he's waiting
هو منتظر
because he's testing you eh
لانه قاعد يجربك
are you ready
انت جاهز
global ministry are you ready They say, in fact, we are going undercover today. And they do Al Jazeera. They say, let us bring some really crippled
people.
Because we have been told this pastor, they do fake miracles.
I've forgotten there's
one of God who came.
I don't know if you
And one journalist came to fake that he is sick. And he came to say, man of God, I have cancer, heal me. And the man of God looked at him and said, you don't have cancer, but you will have it. And the man left there and he got cancer. Now you see, unless you are tested by the Spirit,
then
you can distinguish between right and wrong, right and evil. That's why Hebrews says that I have so much to tell you, but I see that you are still hard of learning. I wanted to give you solid food. But solid food is for the mature. Who have learned to distinguish good from evil. Who are no longer saying, oh, is kissing wrong or is it not wrong? Oh, if I hug him for 5 minutes, is it a sin? Because these are still children. Playing with sin. Who are comparing themselves to one another? Who are just fighting over positions? He says, I wish I could speak to you as mature. Don't you know what Christ has done for you? When He died on the cross, the Bible says, we died with Him. When He was buried,
we get the phone.
We were buried with Him. When He was raised,
we get to go
home. We were raised with Him. And when He is seated in heaven, we are seated in Him. In heavenly places, far above, all principalities, all powers, all dominions. And that is why you cannot fear wizards. That is why you cannot be bewitched. That is why you cannot be under a curse. You cannot have any generational curse. How? Because the Bible says every written ordinance, everything that was written against you, He took it to a cross and He nailed it.
powers
وكل
and demons
وكل
and everything against you.
وكل شيء كان ضدك.
So if they tell you you have a generational curse, tell them I have a generational blessing. Because I have the blessing of Abraham. I have the blessing of Jeremiah. I have the blessing of Jesus. I have the anointing of Paul. I have the same spirit as on Peter. I have a greater generation of blood. That is the blood that was shed on the cross. That the blood that speaks better things than the blood of Cain.
So when they tell you your father had this, you tell him there's a blood that speaks better. There's a blood that was shed for me. Can you imagine Abel? Abel just died, was killed by his brother. And the blood started to cry from the ground. And the ground swallowed it.
Well, earth that shallow.
And passed judgment on Cain. And the ground itself said, I will not yield for you anything. And God said, I also had the witness of the ground. Now, when the Bible says creation, has been groaning. That means that creation is crying. Awaiting the manifestation of the sons of God. Those who can speak to the sky
and
say that this famine is over. Those who can speak to the ground
and
say, you barren land, from today you shall bear fruit. Those that can speak to the water, this water that is bitter, you become clean today. Creation is asking, when will those sons of God come to release me from the bondage of corruption? Every suffering we see on the earth is because of the curse of sin. But the Bible tells us that he became a curse for us. Because it is written, cursed is he that hangs on a tree. So to you it is blessing. My God, do you know you are blessed? You are blessed. The Bible says, before you were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. That means we don't live in the economies of the world. We are not governed by SSB rising or falling. Jesus told his disciples, you give them something to eat. But Jesus says, you give them something to eat. That means in that world, in the realm of the blessing, God can multiply oil until it doesn't end.
Allah
God can sustain you that you do not even know how you are able to educate all your children. Why? Because you don't live in the economies of men. The Bible says that my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. Not according to your bank account.
Why
did they inherit that they never gave you?
don't give them any land. I, the Lord, I am their inheritance. And he called, blessed be Abraham, possessor of heaven and earth. God's blessing for you. It's not just us alone. It's heaven too.
Can somebody receive this revelation? And from today, you will never see yourself as poor. You will never see yourself as weak. You will never see yourself as a child. You will never see yourself as just a mere usher. But you shall see yourself as carrying the very spirit of Christ.
The Bible says the sevenfold spirit. The spirit of power. The spirit of might. The spirit of wisdom. The spirit of revelation.
Oh, everything about Christ
is for you. The Bible says, to him be all wisdom and power and strength and might and riches. When you say that, just say, I am with him.
All the blessings, I am with him. All the riches, I am with him. All the honor, I am with him. All the glory, I am with him. Why? Because you are united with Christ.
That is why when you walk to a demon, you cast it out. Because you are far above it. You are far above it. It's just your ignorance. And you see, when you don't know something, it's just like if your father left you lands in Tongping, and you don't know about them, the lawyers will tell you after 99 years,
but this is our design, sir.
There are some people in the land department who are waiting to see if the land will not be claimed,
the nas montazirin fi makan bidat aradi,
if the lease will not be renewed,
and
immediately they go and process papers.
وكل مشان الأوراق.
And when you go to court, they say these people have been here on the land for more than 30 years.
And we show for us again fi arad am montazirin fi 30 sana.
It is their land.
The arad bidaw.
Now because you,
shaninta,
you don't know you are rich.
Ita ba bidar jina bidar.
You think your richness is SSP in your account. You don't know you are blessed. You don't know you are healed 2,000 years ago. Not that you will be healed. You are healed. So you are moving from health to health. You have divine health. But some people are saying, I will still be healed. So they keep waiting and waiting. But when you are healed, if you hear, I am going to tell you, my friend, find your level.
I
know you are trying to see whether I will accept it, but I don't accept you. Find your level. Then you will know that your organization is not your employer. The Bible says everyone has been given a measure of grace as how Christ apportioned it. If your gift is serving others, serve others diligently. If your gift is preaching, preach powerfully. If your gift is an apostle, lead the church. If you're a pastor, encourage the church. If you're an evangelist, go out and win the soul. gave you this.
What
did you do with it?
That's
why you cannot compare yourself with
others. Run
your race alone.
In heaven you
will not be seated in the same place.
It's
true. The mother of Zebedee
said,
Jesus,
God,
grant him that my son and the other son
would
sit on your right and on your left. And I said,
uh-oh.
Yes, do you think you can drink of the same cup?
With the show,
they said, yes, we will drink. But tell him,
like him,
it is not for you. It is my father who decides. And you see, what does God look for? The father says his eyes are searching the earth, looking for those whose hearts are completely devoted to him.
And the time will pick a little.
You can be a cleaner in the church and you will get a better reward than the senior pastor. Because God looks at your heart. Some people are serving God so that they can get husbands. Some people are serving God so that they can be made deacons. Some people are serving God so that they can be praised. And God is looking at the heart. You see, there are things that we say to God. And God says, these people, they honor me in vain. They honor me with their lips. But their hearts are far. You can be here praying the whole night. And yet your heart is saying, let them know I'm an anointed prayer. I'm a prayer warrior. So you shake.
But
your hands you shake. So you think it is the posture that God looks at. God is looking at the heart. Some people are proud in heart.
That's
the most anointed guy. I've been praying in this church for the last 13 years. There's no one older than me in this. Can anyone pray like me? When I pray, the microphone shakes. How many speakers have I destroyed? You are releasing, grenades, and machine gun.
And gun is a sharp and the makara.
I was seeing another clip where they were asking someone, show us how you release your machine gun. Someone with a mic. Show us how you release your machine. Is that prayer? Or that is just show
off?
So everyone is having a machine gun. And the competition is how to release it. So in the prayer meeting where people are praying, you are
just
hearing
the solo.
You are hearing. Let me hear. How much you are
hearing?
And then let me release. So you can only pray when there's a mic.
And
you cannot pray when you're alone. When you're alone, you cannot pray. And I'm telling you to have private treasures. Don't miss this one. But add another one.
Like Zidu,
even if it is half,
Zidu, they want to lose.
Let's add it.
After we have to
lose. Maybe let's go 12 to 3.
And
don't spend time fighting the devil that was already defeated by God. Just spend time worshiping God.
Let's
Telling God how you love him. How you're concerned for him. Oh God, ask God, seek the heart of God.
That's
why the Bible says, I found a man, David. A man after my own heart. That is why, like all the sure promises of David. To you think he was an adulterer? Yes, he was. But he discovered a righteousness that God does not count their sin against. He discovered the blessedness of the one to whom God imputes righteousness. There's a righteousness that has been revealed. That is from first to last. Who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That prostitute you embarrass out there. That day when she cries and says, God, and God says, welcome, my child. Because he says, as far as the east is from the west, he has forgiven our sins and remembers our sins no more.
God
does not remember that you are bought
him.
God
does
not remember that you are pregnant 5 times. God
does
not remember your sin.
He
does not remember your sin. That God will open our eyes. God will open our eyes. Let us stand. Let us stand. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16. Okay, I'll read from verse 15. Wherefore also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and love unto all the saints, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Take a moment and pray for the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Today I want us to pray different kind of prayers. Let us pray mature.
mature prayers. Now ask the Lord to give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. That you may know Him. It is one thing to hear about Him, about God. It is another thing to experience Him. It is another thing to experience Him experientially. God is looking for those who want to know Him. Wisdom is by which the house is built. By wisdom the house is built. By understanding it is established. By knowledge every room is filled with precious things. Take a moment and ask God to open your eyes to give you wisdom. Jesus said that here Christ has become our wisdom of God. Men are looking for wisdom of the world. Some people are after the wisdom of Egypt. But there is a wisdom of Christ. There's a wisdom of Christ that makes you wise. That helps you to understand the scriptures. That helps you to open up the word. That scriptures will become open to you. That God will give you a desire for the word of God. May God give us a desire for the word of God. Spirit of wisdom and revelation. Oh my God, give me the spirit of wisdom. Oh, give me wisdom. Wisdom for my family. Wisdom for my children. Wisdom. Oh, we need a spirit of wisdom. Wisdom in the spirit of Christ. Oh, He has become the mind of Christ. He has given us His mind of Christ. Oh, we know all things. Let's go. Oh God, give us wisdom. Oh, make us wise. Speak to us of the Latin. Give me a Latin.
You know the spirit of revelation. Revelation means the unveiling of hidden things. It is the glory of God to hide a matter. But it is the honor of kings to search it out. Then the spirit of revelation is the one that starts to open up the doors. So when you're asking God to give you the spirit of revelation, He can start moving you into vision. He can start speaking to you as a man and a man. He can start opening your eyes to things that were there. But God opened her eyes to see the water that was next to her. The hidden things are hidden for us to find them. Our God is a God who likes to hide himself. He says, I will give you the treasures of darkness. Things in hidden places. To find hidden things. They are hidden
says, surely the sovereign Lord does nothing without revealing his plan to his servants, the prophets. The spirit of revelation is a spirit of prophecy. God can show you the future. God can show you your children.
Verse 18 of Ephesians 1. That the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened. That means God wants to give your eyes light. That means that your understanding, your inner man, has an eyesight. There's an eye inside your inner man.
That
is called the eye of your understanding. God says that you pray,
like
that the eye of your understanding may be flooded with light.
No.
And the Bible says God is light. So when light comes, darkness has to disappear. Be enlightened that you may know the hope of his calling. I tell you, God has called me. The Bible says many are called, but few are chosen. Each and every one of us has been given a calling. But you will not know your calling unless God opens the eyes of your understanding. Unless he opens the eyes of your understanding with light. God wants to flood the eyes of your understanding with light.
Let
there be light.
Of the gospel.
Let there be light.
We need light.
We need light.
need light.
There is no.
We need light.
There is no.
Without light, we are walking in darkness.
Without
light, we are blind men. And a blind man leading another blind man. We'll fall into a ditch. Oh, we cannot be blind. We cannot be blind Pharisees. Blind guides. Oh God, give us eyes. Give us eyes. Give us spiritual eyes. Give us eyes of our understanding. Open our inner eyes. That we can see right from God. That we can discern the actions of men. Oh my God.
The Bible says, what is the hope of his calling? That we are called from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. And what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? We don't just have glory. We have riches of glory. We have riches in glory. That means that God wants to glorify you. God wants to put honor on you. God wants to make you rich in glory. Ask God that will give you a glory. That God will introduce you again. Many people have called you a poor pastor. Many people have called you you're ugly. But God can put a sudden glory on your head. But those who abuse you will come and honor you. Oh, God can put glory on you. Sing, oh barren woman. Because many are the children of that who had no child. God blesses the lonely in families. There's a glory that men cannot resist you. Oh, ask for that glory. Ask for the riches in glory. You don't just need riches in money, but riches in glory.
energy.
Because the glory brings everything else.
Yeah, imagine,
when you walk in glory,
we can worship imagine.
You are walking in the heavens.
Riches in glory, Yava Sheta Kababo, Vina Fimaji, La Casata Padosha, Risanta Kate.
Wisdom not to waste.
apostle. Maybe it is to be a prophet. Maybe your inheritance is to be a pastor. Maybe your inheritance is to be a Deborah in Israel.
The Lord is our inheritance. The Lord is my portion in the land of the living. The Lord is my portion in the land of the living. The Lord is my portion in the land of the living. The boundary lines are falling for me in pleasant places. Yes, forever.
Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory.
Everywhere you step your feet, you shall possess for your inheritance.
into your nations. Walk into the nations you are claiming. If you are claiming America, walk there. See the buildings. If you are claiming Somalia, walk there. If you are claiming South Africa, walk there.
It is your eyes that can see. He says, open your mouth wide, and I will feel it. It is you to open your mouth wide. Open your mouth wide. Speak what you want to see in your life. The Bible says the power of life and death is in the tongue. The tongue. Holds your power of life and death. Speak health to your body.
Kalabara Dusha.
1:19. Remember, Paul is praying for the church. And this is a prayer that every church member must pray. And you must pray for yourself daily.
You must pray for yourself daily.
He says, I cease not to pray for you. He says, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power? Look at what God is saying. That God may open your eyes, that you may see what exceeding power, exceeding greatness of power that God has given to you. That is the working, the energy of his mighty power. I tell you, you need power. You need power. To cast off devils, you need power.
Thank you.
of all power.
Who must have
all power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples
of
all nations,
baptizing
them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He said, I have given you power to trample over snakes and scorpions and over all powers of the enemy. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord.
Bible says that the Spirit came upon Elijah and he ran and he overtook the chariot. He overtook the chariot. Somebody is receiving strength today. Spirit of delay, we cast you to the roots. We cast you to the roots. Spirit of delay, we cast you to the roots. No more delay.
Leave! 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 Leave!
Bible says, in verse 20, Ephesians 1, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places. The right hand of the Father means that he is the firstborn. It means it is a place of authority. It is the place of the double portion. And the Bible says in Ephesians 2 verse
6
that he has seated us with him in heavenly places. So our Lord is not fighting another battle. He fought once and he won it. Says the Lord say to my Lord, sit. I don't know who can pick that revelation that God is not worried. He's just sitting.
Hey!
So you should not be worried. If Jesus is sitting, and you are seated with him,
with the guy now,
and he says, sit until I make your enemies your footstool. That means where you rest your legs. When you are seated,
with the good guy,
that is where your enemies are. The Bible says, and he shall send the rod of his strength out of Zion, and he shall say, sit, and he shall make your enemies your footstool. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. God is going to make your people willing. Men will chase after you. God will put something on you that you will be demanded by men.
Where you are
seated, make a decree.
In the
table, family. Speak over your children. Speak over your generation. Speak over your clan. No more. No more Toronto and Juba. No more killer guns in Juba. No more. We bind them in the name of Jesus. No more drug addiction. We bind it. Every spirit of apostasy. Every spirit of rebellion. Set the captive free. Or in bondage of witchcraft. Set the young people free. Set the women free. Set the men free. Every spirit of death. Set the people free. Set the people free. Set the people free. Chains be broken. Chains be broken. Chains of sickness. Chains of cancer. Chains of sickness. Chains of cancer. Be defeated in Jesus' name.
Because you are the head of a headache.
Well,
When hormonal imbalance comes, you tell him, small boy, get lost. You are the head over all things. That means you rule. You control. You give direction. You are full of wisdom. You rule the nations. You run the nations. Kings come to you for direction. Kings look for you for wisdom. My God. Church. You know the Bible says, it was to this purpose. Let us read it. Ephesians chapter 3.
Ephesians 3.
Might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. That means that God is teaching principalities and powers about God through us, the church. The angels have never seen God. That is why when Jesus came on the earth, they had to come and see. And they had to rejoice. He said, my God, we have never seen him. And he is here. He said, let me make man in my own image and likeness. So now when the angels see us, the church, we are teaching them wisdom. They are saying, oh, so God is merciful. Because to angels they don't know mercy. To them when they sin, they are condemned to dungeon. But now God was showing them a side of him. His multifaceted wisdom. That God is also rich in mercy.
Allah كمان غني في الرحمة.
That is feeble beings. These small creatures.
الحليقة الصغار دي.
When you see an angel, angels are so mighty.
وتلي شوفوا ملائكة. ملائكة هو عظيم وقوي.
But God did not choose to live in them.
لكن الله ما اختار عشان يعيش فيهم.
They say one angel when he stepped on the earth, a third of the stars fell. But God did not give his image to angels. He gave his image to you and me. That's why the Bible says that we have this treasure.
We
show that the exceeding greatness of the power. The greatness of the power of God is hidden in this black skin. That's why the Bible says, you don't know the glory that will be revealed in you. Each day, your inner man is growing from glory to glory.
Imagine.
If God is to open your eyes to see men, you will be
shocked to see that someone you thought is small is a mighty warrior. And that is why when the sons of Sceva went to cast out devils, they were told, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. But who are you? That means there's a place where they know you. And that's what Paul said right now. We know no man after the flesh. There is a glory in Amos. There's a glory in a call. There's a glory in Lydia. There's a glory in Genesis. That is hidden in the driver that you think is a driver. But there is something in him that is building up.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. all the glory. Thank you for this wonderful night. The night you have spoken about your wisdom. For us to know ourselves that whatever is hidden, there is a day that it will be revealed. And this creation is waiting for the manifestation of your sons and daughters. Thank you, Father, for the message of tonight. As the Holy Spirit has ministered to us, the same strength, the same energy, the same power that rested upon us, O Lord, help us to take it to the world. Thank you, Father, for your ministry. Continue to bless him. Continue giving him a fresh revelation. And even to the sons and daughters who are here tonight, we believe it is done.
Yes, Lord.
And whatsoever you have said here, it is yes and amen.
Yes, Lord.
For in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.
Give God the honor, praise something.